Okay, good. So so we're on Kuflam and Gimel and Aleph. So basically, if you recall,
where are we on the
Aleph? It's the beginning of a line. There's a little Aleph in the Bach. A little Aleph in the beginning of a line. Ten lines on the top, 10-15 lines.
Wide or narrow lines?
Narrow. So it's basically the story was that Rava tested them, right? He wanted to know if a Kohen grabs matanos. Is that chiv of mitzvah? Expression of his love of the mitzvah, or is it a zilzal? Right? It's a disgrace of the kuhuna or whatever, right? So he said, on the one hand, there's a chiv of expressing his desire to be part of the institution of kavod of the kuhuna. And that's a general idea. A person has a chiv of mitzvahs. They want to be a vehicle of this institution. At the same time, insofar as kavod of the am, people could look at it and interpret it as being like a gluttonous type of a thing, or as grabbing money and food. So we said, the question is that do you say that you have to worry about that? Do you say in general, we said normally you don't have to worry about things like that. Like you do the mitzvah and whatever, someone's going to think it's funny of you, that's their problem. But here, since the nature of the thing is that it's an institution of kavod of the kahuna, so therefore you could argue is that you have no right to do anything in a way which is going to undermine the kavod of the kahuna. Even though certain people may interpret it properly, but since there will be people who won't, so therefore you can't do it. That was a question. Do you go for the highest level and say, look, some people may make a mistake, or who cares? Or you say, no, since it's kavod of the kahuna, so you're not allowed to do it in a way that's going to call that into question. That was the initial test which Rabbi Yosef gave them.
Why are you assuming the question is?
So then we said, so the Gemara says it rejected it. It says it's a bad question because really, even Nasan Lakawain, Veloshi Yitol Me'atzmo, so there has to be a Matnas Kuhuna. You need Nasina. So there's no Nasina. If you grab it, there's no Nasina. So it's a trick question. That's what Rava answered back, is it's not really, you can't ask the question. Well, see, the premise of the question is, either way it'll be Yotzei Manas Kahuna, it's just a question of, is it a good Midah, is it a bad Midah, whatever. But he's saying, that's not Manas Kahuna. Manas Kahuna is Vinasan, and the Kohen can't be involved in the Nasino, it has to be a gift. And you grabbing anything from him, you're undermining the whole Nasino. So therefore, it's not a question. Okay, that's where we left. So now the Gemara says, okay, fine. So then, this is still Rava. Oh, Rabbi. Amar Abaye, that's what we're up to. It's right on the Dvar Miuchas. Amar Abaye, Mireish, originally, Havei Chatifna Matanta. Alright, originally I would grab the Matanos. Amina Chavu Vikam Chavna Mitzvah. I said, I'm expressing the Chiv of Mitzvah. Okay, see, we explained last week, I'm not going to go into now, but what the Havminos Kano is about for Nasan. So the Havmino Vina, that would count as Nasan. But he says that's what I originally held. That's the chiv mitzvah. Kivin the Shemana Allah v'nasav lo shetamei atzma. Once I heard this drash that you have to take it and nesina, and not that you have to come and grabs it. Michtaf lo chatefna. I wouldn't grab it. Meimar amri. Rather, I would say havuli. Give it to me. Right. V'kivin the Shemana Allah the Tanya. Right. So he would tell them. Rashi says, "Ma'amim havruli ha'yisi sholo befem alei." I'd ask them with a wide mouth, like a full mouthedly or something like that. I don't know, like he would be unabashedly asking them. Yeah.
No, it's what it means.
Yeah, I think that's what it means.
Like a full mouth or like a loud.
I don't know. I'm not sure if it means like. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure. Loud. I don't know. Loud. Full. Unembarrassingly demanding. I don't know. Like he wasn't embarrassed about the thing. I don't know. Something like that. It sounds something like that. So you see, Savor Shu Chiv Mitzvah. I thought it was Chiv Mitzvah. Right now, he held by the sword of Chiv Mitzvah. Now, technically speaking, you need a Nasan. You need a Nasina. So basically, I'm still going with it. I can't physically grab it because now there's no Nasina. But I'd ask him. I'd ask them. I wouldn't be embarrassed about it. I would basically go openly and make a clear expression that I really want you to give me the matanos, and so this way you get around the problem of an asan. You get around the problem of an asan. It's just you're just asking them. They're giving on their own. Okay, so it says. But then the problem is of a kibun the shemana laha. Then I heard a brisa, which made me change my mind. Then I stopped doing that also. So what did he hear? So he heard a new brisa, and this new brisa caused him to change his mind that he would no longer demand it. What was this new brisa? So it says the Tanya veYatu achrei abatsa. So this is talking about. He's quoting a pasuk. So also the pasuk. So it's in Shmuel Aleph Perachas, right? Shmuel Aleph Perachas. So it says like this. So the sons of Shmuel. So he kasher in the beginning of Perachas. He kasher zaken Shmuel v'yasam espan of shoftim el Yisrael. He shem benar b'chor yol v'shem mishneu avia shoftim ber shava. So the sons of Shmuel were shoftim. For the whole chuban of v'drachav. His kids did not go in his ways. And they went after corruption. Right? So it's like corrupt money. Batsa is like what Tirgum says. Corrupt money. Okay. Chemdas ha-mamon. Mitzidus Yon says. Batsa. Okay, so it's like Chemdas mamon. Okay, vayichlu shochad, they took bribes, vayatu mishpat, and they turned away from mishpat, corrupted mishpat. Okay, fine. So basically, this is right before they got a king. So they just realized your kids aren't going your path, and we need a king now. This isn't working. Right? Shmuel they liked, but his kids just weren't going in his path, and basically they. They need something else. Okay? So it says, they went after corruption, they took bribes, and they distorted justice. Okay. So what they do, so what exactly did they do? Right? So Rash, so this is the Brisis. The Brisis of the Acharei or Meir Omer B'nei Shmuel Chalkam Shalom B'fiyam. Okay, so they just asked for their chelak with their mouths. Okay, verbally. Rashi says Chalkam Shalom B'fiyam D'magni Lahu Kra L'Bnei Shmuel Ayatu Achrei Abatza. Okay, Omer Rabbi Meir Shelo Haya Averas Gazel B'Yadam. Okay. Ella chelak levia go ma'aserishin leishol lemefiam. So they didn't actually steal. All it was what they did. They just asked. They were shol lemefiam, right? For ma'aserishin, chelak levia. Yeah, this is I guess a Mosef Rashi here from Shabbos and Rav. Ma'aserishin or oilam shol leviam hayu. They were leviam shol lemefiam. Itoch shayu gedolei hadar v'shoftim. The people wouldn't say no to them. And the other aniyim were poor. The other levim were poor, and they had tsar. But people wouldn't. So it really wasn't appropriate for them to be taking it. But since they were leaders and they were power position, so they were able to get it. Right? The people weren't going to turn them down. And they technically could have, but then who would do that? You know, you can turn down the leaders. And it turns out that they were really depriving Aniyim, who really had a need for it, of the Matanos. So you see, the Torah and the Pasuk considers it like it was like corruption, right? It's like a stealing, all right? Sounds like Batzah is a word which is used for like corrupt money, but I wasn't really technically speaking what they did wrong. You see, the Navi calls it that way, right? So it's saying is once I heard that. So Meimar Nami Lo Amina. So I wouldn't know. I wouldn't even say anything. I wouldn't tell people. I wouldn't ask people for it. Right? It's funny because it says they took shochad, you know, and they corrupted mishpat. So I see. You can learn those also are lavdafka.
Yeah, I think so.
They do.
Yeah.
Is that Gemara there?
The Gemara doesn't, but.
Someone,
I think the Mepharshim like,
really?
Yeah, like they weren't.
So that's what they did. So therefore, he said, "That's it. I'm not going to do it. That's it. I'm not going to do it anymore." It's funny, right? Okay. So then, what happened? So what's the problem here? So what did he originally think? And then what's this teaching him? Right? What is this teaching him? Was he doing it like they were doing it? Because I mean, it doesn't sound like they were doing it out of chibur of mitzvah, right? Doesn't sound like that's the pasuk is depicting those people who love mitzvah so much that they're demanding the, you know, it's describing it as batzah. So I think that Chazal is saying is, technically speaking, they weren't avayanim. Technically speaking, it wasn't gzela, but they were doing this. But it's basically treating it like batzah because it's like it's stealing. Is it technically? No. I mean, technically speaking, it's matana, and people who gave it to them fair and square, but. You know, it shmecks of gzela or batzan or whatever. Maybe the shochad or whatever. Whatever they are, whether technically or not. But the saying is, it's describing them as being, they were corrupt. They weren't going in the derech of Shmuel. But obviously, if they're doing it as like, as chiba of mitzvah, it doesn't sound like that's what the note is depicting. But they were basically, you can't say, you wouldn't describe Rava who's taking this stuff as going after batzan and shochad and Mishpat, right? So it sounds like they really were doing it corruptly. But if that's the case, so then why exactly is Rava, you know, stopping to do it? Because they did that because they were, yeah, because they were really doing it with the wrong motivations. But Rava is doing it because of Chibur Mitzvah. It's a great Rava, right? So unless you'll say they were also doing Chibur Mitzvah, but it's hard to say. It's hard to describe someone as doing Chibur Mitzvah. Even if you say it's a mistake, I don't think you describe it as Batzah and Shochad, you know? So that's one question, right? I think we have to answer. Right, what's the, and that's why, I mean, obviously, he knows if it really partakes of Batzah, obviously Rabbi wouldn't be doing it. You know? But it sounds like they were really bullying people to do it. They were bullying people based on their power position. And basically forcing people to give it to them, even though they were on Niyam, at least what Rashi said. And it was, right, it doesn't sound like that's what I was doing. I was just saying, I want to be involved. Abaye wanted to be involved in Chibur Mitzvah. Chibur Mitzvah. Okay, so let's see a little further. Okay. Then he says, so what I do? I wouldn't demand it, but if they gave me, then they take it. Right? What's wrong with that? Can't be anything wrong with that. Kivan the Shemana La Tanya. Then you have another Brisa. Okay, he's really getting knocked off on what he's able to do here. Another Brisa. Tznuim Moshchem Esidayim V'Hagar Goronim Cholkim. So those who are Tznua pull their hands back when they're at the butcher house or whatever. And they're chopping the meat, and they're distributing their matana. So the tsnuim, those who are tsnua, you know, retract their hands, and those who are gargronim, like ogres or whatever, guys who are guys who make noises like gar 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 gar. I think it's one of those words, you know, gargron. It's like what do they call those? Onomatopoeia or something like that.
Yeah.
The word sounds like I think that's. I'm just making that up, but I think that's. Sounds like it to me. But it means, how do you translate a gargaron? I think it means like a guy who's like a glutton. Gluttons, right?
Gluttons.
Yeah, sounds like that's what they say. Okay, fine. So a gargaron and the gluttons cholkim.
Gargantua.
Okay, so the gargaronim would be cholikin, right? And the tznum would pull back, and basically the gargaronim, who are like gluttonous, they'd end up taking all the matan, splitting the thing. So so when he heard that brisa, so Mishkal Nami Lo Shekelna. So he wouldn't even take it. Right? He doesn't want to be a gargaron. It's funny. It sounds like a funny state of affairs.
Even when they offered him, he wouldn't take it.
Right. Right. I wouldn't even take it. He'd pull back, basically. Which is funny. Funny state of affairs, because it's not like he's leaving it over for great people. I mean, this is Manas Kuhuna. It sounds like he's letting Manas Kuhuna be abused by gargaronim. So you say, who cares? Fine. I don't know, something's funny about it, but okay, Lavar Mimali Yom Kippur. Except once a year on Erev Yom Kippur, he used to take it. Lachzuke Nafshi Bekani. So people would know that he's a Kohen. Because otherwise, if you're always never taking Kamanas Kuhuna, people are going to think you're not even a Kohen. People are going to forget that you're a Kohen. And that's bad. apparently it's important to know your yichus. I mean, it's bad for yichus. Coming should have been sure it's coming. Right? Rashi. Shelo you here. That's no motion with the dayam. Kirchilak lechem apanim kamar. Big more yom of tarfa kalpi. Mishmishim and sadik nishtach lam erev lechem apanim. Okay, so it's vis a vis lechem apanim. It's the same thing there. So it's not forgotten that I'm a Kohen. Funny, right? You'd think you never got called up at the Torah Kohen. You know, but that's a better question. So then do a Berachas Kohanim. Right? That's what they used to do Berachas Kohanim every day. So why? How are you going to forget he's a Kohen? Everyone knows he's a Kohen. He does Berachas Kohanim. So it says, no, Ansele Yednei. This is very funny. And so it says Rashi. The first the other even Shein Oseel Shlish Takeach Sham Shein Koin Me'al of Yifros the other Vaduchin Kol Hashana Masik Nasha Bekani Bekani. They don't do Berachas Kohanim every day. They do it. So it says Nansi Edne. Itim Shekavol Talmidav. The time which he set for his Talmidim, how you tore them Oso Melisos Kapov, would prevent them from being doing Sias Kapayim. So he Oseik La Talmidav, because he'd be involved with his Talmidim. The Eishet Tzibur Nesaf Melezik Nesis, in the time that the Tzibur would gather in the Shul. So what's he talking about? Is he talking about like he'd be learning Torah with them? Or he'd be like taking care of their personal problems? Answering their questions? It's not exactly clear, but it means somehow during the time when they daven in Shul, minyan time, right? I guess he'd be dealing with the Talmidim. And I guess he'd daven on his own. I guess. Or either that or he davened in a smaller minyan, but it wouldn't be in the basic Knesset. The basic Knesset is like a public thing, so that's where everyone goes to. So maybe he had a small little minyan or whatever, but the idea is you want to make, the world has to know that you're going. You just have your little minyan of your 10 guys, whatever. Right? But the schedule of his time with his Talmidim was during the time of the basic Knesset, the main minyan, or whatever it is. You know, maybe davenanets or whatever it is, but I mean, apparently, you want to be machzik yourself as a Kohen, and it doesn't help if you just go to the little Hanitz minion and everyone's sleeping. No one's going to know. I mean, your 10 guys will, but that's not going to help. Unless you say he didn't daven the minion. I don't know. It's not clear. But I don't think you have to say he davened on his own. It seems you just have to say he didn't daven the basic Knesset. The basic Knesset is the gathering place where the tzibor at large goes. So that's in theory. If you want to be machzik yourself as a Kohen, you have to do that. Similar to the shuk, I guess, in the base in the butcher shop. If you start taking matanos once a year, so that's a public forum. It's the public. It's in the shuk, right, or in the butcher shop, whatever. So that's the kind of thing. It's especially say in Erev Yom Kippurim, they say everyone was. Someone said, I forgot, one of the Rishonim or the Rambam. Erev Yom Kippurim, there's a ton of meat because everyone's eating meals, you know. So sumapseka, so whatever it's called on Yom Kippur. So everyone's having meat, so then there'll be a lot of people on the streets and a lot of people preparing their meals, so everyone would see that he's taking it. The star here says, Rif Pierce Cholov Me'av Havi. He had stomach problems. He had stomach issues. So. Have you seen the little star? I don't know, do you have that? My Gemara has that. And the star on the side of Rashi. What? Cholov Me'av Havi. It's a different shot in Unsalene. Unsalene means like the time was... The time wasn't good for him. You know, it was like an honest at that time. So what does it mean at that time? So the simple way Rashi's learning means that time was set for his Talmidim. But he could say that time he had stomach issues in general, and that time he did the time didn't work out for him. And whatever, at that time he had whatever stomach problems, so he would never go to shul at that time, or he wouldn't be able to be in the basic class at that time. Okay, so whatever. Different ways of learning. It doesn't really matter in terms of... Right. This sounds somehow on the same path. It's not clear why... Why would they do this? Why would the Tznuim be Moshe Midayim and the Gargoyim in Notlam? It's not, they're not demanding it. It's like almost like in the butcher shop, you just come to stay in the background and let them take it. Why should you do that? Right, what's the point? Right, to be a Tznuim, I mean, for towards what end? Just stomp to be Tznuim. I mean, it's not Tznuim. You say it's a false Tznius. And the guy doesn't want to speak up. He sees, he doesn't want to give a vote to Chacha, or he doesn't want to fix the problem because he wants to be Tznuim. I mean, yeah, but there's an issue here. So the issue is Manas Kehuna. I mean, you could say, look, why does he have to get it? But why not? I mean, it's Manas Kehuna. What's the problem? Why can't he get it? Someone wants to give it to you. You have to back off and let them give it to someone else. What's the point? So Tosas asks a little bit, right? Tosas says, Mishkal Nami Lo Shekilna Ela Ekra Gargaron. Shelo Ekra Gargaron. Right? So it won't be called a Gargaron. Velo Egzol Mimishat Tzarech Yosef Mimena. You ready? or I won't steal it or take it from someone who needs it more than me. I mean, he wasn't an Ashir, but I guess there were, might have been people who are more needy. They're more needy.
It's kind of what you were saying in terms of finding the, like, it's a little weird that it almost feels like it becomes a thing of, like, to that, but, like, not, like, if it's only being given to the people that are most hungry, most needy, that's not really a public thing. It's just
Right. But it's funny, because the Gargarandam are the ones who are taking it. So it's not like exactly, unless the Gargaron are the people who are hungry, but you think Gargaron is like a mida. So what are you leaving it for? You're not leaving for the poor people, you're leaving for the people of the most Gargaronim, you know? Is this two different reasons? So I won't be called a Gargaron and I won't take it from people who need it more than me? Or is that the same thing? Shalom Eker Gargaron, Velo Eker Gar, Shalom Gargaron, how will it be a Gargaron? Through taking it from someone who needs it more than me? Is it saying that or is it two different things? I mean, it could be he's explaining what it means, Gargaron. Why be a Gargaron? So you're Gargaron because there are people who are more needy, and you're taking it, you know, you're just taking because you're hungry, but you're not thinking about the other people. But it's interesting. It's like, it's saying that he won't be called a Gargaron. Why don't you say it's just that he won't be a Gargaron? Why don't you say he won't be called a Gargaron? Because the Gargaron won't take it. So as long as they be called it, it wouldn't be being a Gargaron. Right, exactly. He's not doing it. He really is Tanua, but he's doing the Chlibi Mitzvah. But he's going to be called a Gargaron, he's saying. He's not actually going to be taking a Bittor as a Gargaron. He'd be there as such thing as taking as a Gargaron, but he's not doing that. But I guess maybe the Tanuim don't want to be associated with that or something like that. They, but they want to go, they don't like that. Even if they're doing, even if they have a real motivational Chlibi Mitzvah, they don't do it. Sounds like it's going pretty far on this thing, though, right? It's pretty far on this thing. And that's the way the Rambam has it, I think, right? The Rambam's like this. This is Chaf Beis. This is a Tas Chaf Beis in Habikurim. Lo yachtov ha-koim at-nosav. He shouldn't grab them. Velo yishal v'piv, nor should he ask for them. Ela im nosna v'kava notel. But if they give it to you v'kava, then you should take it. So this sounds like now he's saying against the Gemara, right? Because he's saying if they give it v'kava, you do take it. So it says, "Ubizman shehim rabim v'esam et b'chayim." But if there's a lot of people in the butcher shop, hatznuim moshtim idem agron milkum. So then, that's where the tznuim don't take it, and the other gargaron take it. Right. So in other words, if you actually not in the butcher shop, you're just in your own public, private setting, someone comes to your house and gives it to you, fine. But if there are a lot of people around, and it's whatever, v'esam et b'chayim, a lot of people there, then you should retract, right? I guess we should explain why there's that difference, right? Okay, if you're Kohen Tzenua, the Ein Makirin also Shu'a Kohen, right? If they're not going to recognize you're a Kohen, how is that no tell? Kiddush Yodei Lekol Shu'a Kohen. So everyone will know you're a Kohen. Ve'ein HaKohen Melchot, fine. Ve'ein HaKohen Melchot Matanis Olet Sliwa Charadol Shanem Al-Mashkla Kiddush Melchot Melchot. Okay. So presumably that's related, because these are also all part of this idea of Kohen Lekona, right? It's something, something to that effect, right? Because that's all on halacha. Okay, so that's basically that's the problem. These are the facts. I think that's basically the facts. So I guess let's start off with, let's go back, all right? I mean, this is all related, right? But I guess let's try to take it slowly. All right, so let's start off with the question of Ne'eli. Ne'eshmoa. I thought it was Ne'eli. I'm never going to get it straight now. But so Bnei Shmuel, so what's saying? So what's this reason? Abai is not taking it because the Torah said, because the Navi said the Yatra Chayavatza. Right? What's well, yeah, they did, because they were really corrupt. So what did that do with him? Why does he have to worry about that? He's doing it b'Torah Chayav Mitzvah. There's one of the Tosas. The Bar Me'al Yom Kippurim on the Erev Yom Kippurim. So it says, "Shiyantef hu kedamar peragos osmina." Oh, matanos merubos. There's a lot of matanos. There's a lot of shlitas. Kohanim is asvim, and all the kohanim gather. Hilo yinotel yon mshein a kohen. So if you don't, he's learning that it's like if you wouldn't take, then it's like going to be, you know, it's going to look like you're not a kohen. Everyone's taking. If there's not enough to go around or whatever, it's one thing to say, "Look, I'm not taking, letting another guy." But here there's tons of stuff. Everyone's here. Everyone's taking it. You're the one guy who's not taking it. It's going to, or whatever, the few guys are, it's going to look like. I'm not going to say that he's leaving for other people. There's tons of meat. So it's going to look like you're not going. And that's what Tosfos is learning. That's what those are. So what's the similarity between him and Ben Eli? Ben Eli, we're doing it in Korotoy, in Ishmael, and he's doing it in Chibah Mitzvah. So why should that deter him? Okay, so maybe like this. See, he knew that it's part of the original Ibaya, is that Chibah Mitzvah is also a Mitzvah. He knew that people could misperceive it, right? People could look at it as if he's really just being demanding and gluttonous or whatever, you know? But you see the Navi depicts it as batza. It's not just a bad midah. But you see it's basically, the Navi is equating it with like Zela. With corruption, shochad, and distortion of mishpat. I mean, the Navi is really, the Navi is basically, you know, treating it as totally corrupt, right? More than just like there's an idea of suspecting a guy as not being at the highest level, you know, being not being the highest level, and then that could be called that a zilzal. But Rava apparently held that Abaya held that alone he's willing to go with. Look, it's Chiyuv Mitzvah. And look, maybe some people could appreciate it and realize the great Chiyuv Mitzvah, and other people may think, they may not realize what he's doing, and they may think of it as lowly. And he held that that's worth it. He had a right to do that. But once he saw that from the Navi it's described as batza, and he knows that his thing looks like that, that's what people are going to expect him of doing, of being like them, like the Bnei Shmuel. And you see the Navi calls the Bnei Shmuel as batza. Is that basically it's that's the way it's perceived, and that's the way the Navi says. The Navi is willing to say Vayelcha Achar Batza. What they do? They didn't do Batza, but they did. It's the same thing. Doing that is basically technically is a gazela. No, but it's basically the same thing. Is they're using, throwing around their weight, and it's the midah of the gazlan. It's considered like it's gazela and shochad and notayas mish. But even though technically it's within the letter of the law, it's the same thing. Now he looks like that. And he knew he looks like them. He knew that originally. He didn't think that was that bad. He just thought that's okay. It's not the highest level, but it's worth risking. It's worth going Chiyuv Mitzvah. And if someone's going to think it's not the highest level, okay, fine. But now that you see that's basically defined as batza, as a gazela, so it's saying is that he that much he was not willing to say. Chiyuv Mitzvah is not going to override the fact that people are going to think that Kohanim are gazlanim. That much is it's one thing if you're minimizing the code of the kahuna, making it not as grand the people. It's a little bit degrading that people may think you're a little bit too involved with money, a little bit overexcited about getting your gift. It's one thing. And he yelled, look, people could think that I'm going to do it anyways, but he yelled, once he saw that appearance is treated by the Navi, that action is treated by the Navi as basically theft. So then he's held that Chiyuv Mitzvah can't create a negative. If Kohanim are Gazlanim, then they can't have got a Kohanim. It's not just Kohanim could exist at a lower level. They can't exist as corrupt, as being Gazlanim, as Batza. Those terms are totally undermine the whole institution of Kohanim. That much they can't tolerate. And once he saw that objectively, from the way the Navi describes it, that's considered Batza, so then he knew he can't do something that looks like that. Because you have to be worried about what people think you're doing, right? I mean, you always know this, right? And when you're doing something, you have to worry. A person should be conscious about what other people are going to think it looks like. But it doesn't mean if they think you're doing some tiny little infraction and you're not going to do it, if it's a good thing to do, maybe someone's going to think you're doing some tiny little infraction. Okay, fine. But if someone's going to think you're doing something terrible, so then it's become a different type of a consideration for that, you know. So when he saw that how terrible it is, and how the Navi treats it, that has it's defined as batza. So then he was then he says I can't do it. It's not he backed off of his svar. The Chiyuv Mitzvah doesn't allow for that. I mean, it's a matter of quantity, I guess. Is at what point, or I'm saying it's more like a quality. It's one thing is zilzal is like it's degrading. It's like a lower degraded. So it's lower. Not as high as the ideal of what kuna should be. But a negative of batza, That's intolerable. You can't, the shem kohuna, the kovod kohuna can't exist if people are going to label kohanim as thieves. Yeah, not the highest level. Fine. That doesn't totally contradict the whole idea of kohuna, but thieves. That can't be. Does beg the question is, well, what's, I mean, it's a chiddush. You'd think it's just not, it's a bad midah. To be demanding, not as kohuna, it's a bad midah. If you're really demanding it because you want money, look, you want money, but you're entitled to the money. You're a kohen, and you could ask for it. And you're in a power position, okay, fine. So whatever, but halacha doesn't have to do anything wrong. And look, is it a good midah? No, it's not a good midah. It's, you're getting excited about the money, and you're whatever, you're putting pressure on people, and you're getting, forcing them to do things they may not exactly want to do. Fine. Could not agree. That's what he thought. And he thought, fine. So it may look like that's not what I'm doing. I'm doing it properly here in mitzvah. It may look like not the best midah. Fine. I'm willing to tolerate that. Kavod kohuna, it's worth it. Chiv of mitzvah, what I'm really doing is a very high level, and some people will see that. But you see the Navi, and I think maybe we should think about it and explain it. Why is it batzah? Why is that batzah? Why is it the divination wall? And this is the chiddush to him. He didn't realize this, right? But the Navi calls it batzah. It's not just a bad meat. It's basically a thievery. But why? Why is it thievery? Because how's that theft? It's not theft. What's the, right? And that's the chiddush. I mean, I'm just deducing what he said halachically, but, you know, why he was his thinking, but presumably he understood why it is that way. You know, so I'm not explaining that. We're not really explaining that, but maybe we should. Seems to be that would be, you know, top it off. What's the Havmin? What's the Havmin? What's the Maskana? You know, why is that treated as theft? Let's get to this Tosus. The Tosus is also interesting, right? It seems like that's an important factor here. This idea of other aniyam, right? Somehow that seems to play into things. Mishkal, right? Mishkal Oshakilma. We didn't even explain that. That's even on the taking thing, right? Oh no, that's on the next case. Right? That's not on the asking. Right? Yeah.